HRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's nothing yet on a motive for a mass shooting last night near Oklahoma City.
There's a party at Lake Arcadia. Edmond Police, along with Oklahoma Highway Patrol and Oklahoma City Police, responded to find multiple victims. I can confirm that we have transported 10 to area metro hospitals in various conditions.
Emily Ward with the Edmond PD. Witnesses say there were two mask-wearing gunmen. So far, no arrests. A spokesman for Rudy Giuliani is asking for prayer for the former New York City mayor, presidential lawyer, and advisor. The 81-year-old Giuliani is hospitalized in critical but stable condition in Florida. No word on what landed him in the hospital. President Trump calls America's mayor fabulous and a true warrior. President Trump launches a new initiative called Project Freedom, aimed at helping ships safely transit the Strait of Hormuz.
President Trump said in a social media post on Sunday that, quote, neutral and innocent countries have been affected by the Iran war, and, quote, we have told those countries that we will guide their ships safely out of those restricted waterways so they can freely and ably get on with their business, end quote.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says Iran is spewing more threats in response to Project Freedom. The U.S. military is rejecting claims that Iran struck an American Navy vessel. Iranian news agencies claimed Iran had struck the U.S. Navy ship southeast of the Strait of Hormuz. As the price of oil rises, gas prices continue their upward climb, averaging $4.45 a gallon this morning, according to AAA, up a penny from yesterday, 34 cents higher than a week ago. On Wall Street, Dow futures are down 214 points. NASDAQ futures 17 points in the red. This is SRN News. Religious radio has a major presence in much of the U.S.
According to a new study by the Pew Research Center, Christian stations are most common in the Southeast. 87% of the geographic area of that region is served by at least one local religious broadcaster. 76% of the Midwest is in the same situation, as is 78% of the Northeast, a region where faith is more obviously on the wane. However, only 38% of the West is served by at least one Christian radio station. Michael Harrington reporting.
Latin American voters see a role for religion in government. There are several presidential elections taking place in Central and South America this year. A new poll from the Pew Research Center indicates that in each of those nations, about two-thirds of voters say they want a president who will defend their religious beliefs. A similar percentage in each country also say they believe the Bible should be the basis for their laws, and even half of non-religious people tell Pew they feel the same way. This is SRN News. It's called swatting. Authorities say it's becoming a major problem in America.
Hoax calls involving alleged bomb threats and even claims of active shooters prompting evacuations and closures, this time at several zoos around the country. No explosives or any real dangers have been found in the latest string of swatting incidents. Threats have also been called into zoos in Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee, Florida, and Arizona. The FBI has called swatting an increasing national problem, with calls made to a large number of different venues. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump is promising to release new UFO records that he says will be very interesting. He says the files will be coming very soon after he directed the Pentagon to share documents relating to UFOs and extraterrestrial life. The action is being applauded by some members of Congress. More details at srnnews.com.